You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Mahomes will step up, throws it. Tyreek Hill burning the defender.
We had a battle, we get a win.
It's going to give us a lot of confidence.
This guy's a limit for us.
There's nothing we can't do.
That's a pretty good start.
It's just one game.
Point blank, period. We've got to be better.
I got to play better.
You have to execute critical moments.
This is hopefully an outlier. We'll find out next week.
Friday. He is Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. We get a people. What they want. What a start to week two last night, just like Monday night's game. The Giants won the game with this missed field goal, and then there was an offsides. So then they lost the game with the second field goal. Now, the ending was interesting. It was thrilling. However, Jalen Rose, you know this game was all about my guy, Taylor Heinicke. Taylor Heinicke, franchise quarterback. He's going to the Hall of Fame. I tried to tell you yesterday, and he came through last night. What'd you think about Tay-Tay?
He did come through, and I want to give him a lot of credit because he made some big plays, some big throws, in particular the late touchdown grab. And so I must give him credit. And anytime Chase Young is grabbing you and pointing at the back of the name on your jersey and giving you love for your performance, I appreciate that. However, the Giants were complicit, dog. Do you agree? They were in on the joke, dog. Let's start from the top. So we're going to go Mara, right? Ownership. Then we're going to go Gettleman. And then we're going to go Judge. And then we're going to go Garrett. That's every phase of dysfunction that I see for the New York football Giants. That it's going to be too much to be, it's going to be too much for their players to even overcome. Like, I was watching their squad, and I was like, are they talented? Or are they not being used properly? Or are they overrated? Or is it a combination of each? And so that blame pie starts with the people I just named.
Well, Taylor Heinicke looked good, but Jalen, Danny Jones played pretty well. Danny Jones played pretty well last night, especially running the football. Like, he's not Lamar Jackson, but he can really run the ball, and he threw some nice passes. I went from Danny Pennies to Danny Nichols last night. He's not Danny Dimes, but he's Danny Nichols. What do you think about Danny Jones and the Giants offense?
So, anybody that plays video games would appreciate this. You know how the graphics and the games improve over the years? When I watched the Giants offense, it was like early 90s Madden. It really was. Like, the plays are so basic. I felt bad for Saquon. It's almost like give it to him on a dive. He has no chance. He has no, he had a big run. And you mentioned Danny Dimes had a few good runs, but man, like that penalty late, Lawrence, I know after 60 minutes, the coach gonna get up there and say, you know, it wasn't because of that one play. Newsflash.
It was that one play. That one play cost you the game. We watched him miss the field goal.
Correct.
And then what, are you gonna block it from the middle? Like, you really think you're gonna block it?
How many blocks does he have in his career?
Yeah, I don't have to look it up. Zero. I do not have to look it up. Zero. Maybe one in high school. Who knows? I could be wrong.
How about this, though, Jacoby? And I've lived on this block for a long time. Put the Giants schedule up there.
Okay, let's do
it. Because as a Lions fan, first off, it's going to be so many people that give us all of these after 2 week stats. However, don't underestimate the fact that they play 17 games this week. I mean, this year. But when I look at their schedule, Jacoby, they might start like 2-9 or something like that. That means their season is virtually over as it relates to being a contending type for the division win type squad. And they play in a bad division. The NFC least.
You know what? The NFC least doesn't look that bad after 1 week. But Jalen Hurts and the Eagles played pretty well last week. The Cowboys played pretty well against the Super Bowl champions. And the Washington football team has a defense and now has a franchise quarterback. But let's move on from this pretty bad matchup last night to a marquee matchup in week two. All eyes will be on the Ravens and the Chiefs. What do you think Patrick Mahomes' comeback last week? What do you think he's going
Where
to bring to the game this week?
Homies. Where my homies?
Where they at? Where they at?
I just laugh. I think back to like April of 2018, the year he got picked. And there was a list that came out and ranked all of the quarterbacks in the NFL. And they had him at 28th. And I stood up on the table. I'm like, y'all just saw him throwing the football at Texas Tech, right? Like, he has the goods. And he's going to Andy Reid. So I'm always anticipating a show from Showtime Mahomes and the Cheetah and Kelsey, who's always open. But I'm focused on the other team, actually. The 0-1 Baltimore Ravens. You know my favorite two coaches are John Harbaugh and Mike Tomlin. And we know that they have some injuries at running back with J.K. Dobbins and Edwards. We know they without Marcus Peters defensively. But this week, can Lamar continue to throw the ball to Brown on the outside, to Watkins on the outside, to take pressure off Andrews in the middle? This is going to be a big week for Lamar, who led the team in passing, obviously, and rushing last week.
Well, Lamar Jackson has lost about 8 games of his career in the regular season, and 3 of those came against Mahomes. Will this week, Jalen Rose, be the week where he gets a win against the Chiefs and Mahomes?
I don't believe so. I think he plays well, but I just think the Kansas City Chiefs are on a mission. I mentioned how the Baltimore Ravens are shorthanded. It's going to be a lot for Lamar to carry against the explosive Kansas City Chiefs, so no surprise here. I think Kansas City finds a way to get it done.
I think Kansas City wins, but one thing Kansas City never does, cover the spread. In the last 9 regular season games, they are 1-8 against the spread. I expect a lot of points in this one, but I also expect the Ravens to keep it close and the Chiefs not to cover, because they rarely do. Again, in the last 9 regular season games, the Chiefs have only covered once. Jalen, I was disappointed last Sunday, because I was ready for the Bills to go 17-0. I had the Bills 17-0 running through the playoffs. Me and the Bills Mafia were going to celebrate. I was going to move to Buffalo after this season. Look at Griselda up there with me, carrying the flag, literally. This week, they have to get to 1-1. They're facing division foe, the Dolphins. What do you think about their defense against Tua, who the jury is still out on?
Shout to Conway, Benny, and West Side Gun, who got a classic album out right now. If you don't know, now you know. I want to give Tua a lot of credit, because it seems like he willed this team to victory. It wasn't pretty. Mm-hmm. He didn't drop back and throw for 400 yards and 5 TDs.
No.
You know what I'm saying? But it seems like they did a great job of crafting plays offensively to work to his strength, in particular that touchdown pass that put him in position to manage the game. That's what I saw them doing with Tua, having him manage the game. So for Buffalo, can they bounce back? As you know, I have your guy, Josh Allen, and Stephon Diggs on my fantasy team. And I was disappointed last week.
Oh, yeah.
I was disappointed last week, dog.
My question is this just the Steelers have a great defense? That's how, as a lifelong Bills fan, that's how I'm drawing this up in my head. I'm saying this is the best defense that the Bills are going to face all season. It was a tough start, but we're going to get that explosiveness from Allen and Diggs like we got last season. How do you feel about that philosophy? Am I lying to myself?
I agree with that, except the Miami Dolphins under Brian Flores have done a great job of build it and they will come. So there are a few teams I've seen kind of doing the Denver before they added Peyton Manning. Washington falls into that category. And for me, Miami falls into that category. Build a team and then the quarterback will come. They're great defensively. They're great in special teams. They're really good on both lines. And they have Tua managing the game. And so when you go against a squad like the Buffalo Bills, I agree with you. They're going to be a lot more explosive this week. But let's not dismiss that Miami's a physical football team as well.
That's a good point. Well, that Steelers defense will be facing one of the teams that played in what I consider the most exciting game from week one. That is Derek Carr and the Raiders. Can the Steelers defense shut down the Raiders like they shut down the Bills we just discussed?
Identity. The Pittsburgh Steelers have won. They've had three coaches in 60 years. Mike Tomlin is going to make sure that they play physical defense, that the offense does not turn over the football. But here's the thing they've been missing that goes with that identity. Inconsistent run game. That's why they took a running back in the first round, because they really struggled last year in that category. T.J. Watt going to get his sacks. The defense is going to be physical. I'm not worried about their defense. But here's what I want to say about this matchup in particular. Shout to the Las Vegas Raiders, who did a great job of kicking off. They did a grand celebration before their first game.
Mm-hmm.
Are they still throwing the ball to Waller? Like, how many times did they throw it to him last week?
19 times. It wasn't even enough. 19 wasn't even enough. But Derek Carr, who we've always discussed, looked pretty good. You know, but like, again, Derek Carr is never considered like a star quarterback or an elite quarterback. But he looked pretty good Monday night, especially when you have a weapon like Waller. Do you expect Waller to be successful against this defense?
You're going to have to run the ball against the Steelers. You got to create some balance. They're going to need Jacobs to run the ball.
He's hurt. He looked hurt on Monday, too.
Raiders, I have to tell you this. I want to introduce you to somebody. His name is Henry Ruggs. Stop just using him on fly patterns all of the time and throwing it to him once or twice a game. Like, diversify the attack. The Pittsburgh Steelers are going to force them to do that.
Well, last week the Titans got waxed by the Cardinals, and the Seahawks looked great against the Colts. Do you expect those trends to continue as they match up on Sunday?
I was just sitting here thinking, like, is there a better foursome? Foursome, all four players on any team. Foursome. Eliminate the Kansas City Chiefs.
They're just playing Chiefs, in a different league. The Chiefs,
league.
The Chiefs.
Eliminate the Chiefs. Whatever I'm about to say, eliminate the Chiefs, right?
Okay.
A foursome at quarterback, you got Russell, who I predict is going to be the MVP this year. Carson, who's a three-down back, who had 91 yards last week. Metcalf on the outside, and Lockett on the outside. Is it like the moon balls that he throws Lockett are so beautiful.
Are
so amazing. So
they
much
are.
So that Sierra was like, when I go to the Met Gala, I'm taking Russ with
dressing
me.
I'm dressing up as my husband like it's Halloween. Great point, Jalen Rose. Hey, Jalen, I know that you love your namesakes, and Jalen Hurts established himself as a great quarterback, the quarterback for the Eagles last week. Can that continue as he goes up against the 49ers defense? We'll see. We'll discuss.
Right, quiet as kept, Jalen Hurts is better than Tua, but you didn't hear it from me.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Coming to you live above the Heineken River Deck here at Pier 17 at the Seaport in New York City. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, I know you love your namesakes. Do you remember? I'm old enough to remember when Sirianni would not name Jalen Hurts the starter. And against the Falcons, not only did he look like the starter, he looked really good. Can he keep that going against the stout 49ers defense?
I believe so. Like, for those that haven't been paying attention, he's a starting NFL quarterback, whether Eagles want to believe it or not. And the guy that replaced him at Alabama, Tua, I'm trying to figure who believes Tagovailoa is a better player? Because if I had to choose today, I'm actually taking Hurts. He's shown me a lot. Leadership, toughness, passing, rushing, and perseverance. Like, to leave Alabama the way he did, to transfer and go perform the way he did at Oklahoma, and then still to work on his game and now get into the NFL, and whether Wentz was on the roster or not, whether it was a quarterback battle or not, just stay low and keep firing. And on Sundays, perform really well. So the 49ers make mighty quarterback struggle. So I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't play as well this week as he did last week based on the competition. But it doesn't take away the fact that I'm really confident in the fact that he's going to be a really good starting quarterback in the NFL for a long time. And you can win a Super Bowl with a guy like that.
Well, the 49ers obviously traded to get Lance in the draft. And there's a little bit of conversation whether it's Garoppolo or Lance. It was Garoppolo, a little bit of Lance sprinkled in. They're without Mostert. What do you think will happen this week against the Eagles defense for the 49ers?
So I'm not foolish. I understand quarterback is the most important position in the sport, right? But also in not only Kyle Shanahan's attack, but I remember watching his father as a head coach, a championship coach with the Broncos. They're going to make sure they run the ball. Yep. So we can talk about Jimmy Garoppolo. We can talk about Trey Lance. They're going to run the ball. And they're going to play physical, stout defense. Now, if they can get some quality play at the quarterback spot, that propels you to the Super Bowl. And if he makes the throw, that wins you the Super Bowl. That's who they are. That's how they're going to play. So if you're the Eagles, you better put on your chin strap and be ready to stop the run, because they're going to get a heavy dose of it.
Everybody with their fantasy team tried to pick up Elijah Mitchell. Everybody tried to pick up Elijah Mitchell. It's too late to pick up Elijah Mitchell. Sorry, you missed the opportunity on that one. You mentioned the Super Bowl. Last year, Tom Brady took the Bucs to the Super Bowl and won the Super Bowl against the Chiefs. And he's also won the Super Bowl against the Falcons, which he will be facing this week. What do you expect to see from the Bucs this week against the Falcons, who look bad in week one?
Shout out to Michelle Beadle. I was at her Super Bowl party watching Tom Brady come back against the Atlanta Falcons. Here's what's going to happen. Tom Brady can pick his shot against bad teams. So we saw AB hitting his head on the goalpost last week. We saw Gronk doing the same thing. You know what he got to do this week? He got to take care of Mike Evans. He got to take care of Godwin. He got to take care of the guys that was there initially. They got to get, and they brought on Blount. You know, you got to let them eat now. So those three guys in fantasy watch this week. They're going to make sure they feed them. In particular, Evans. He's going to have a big game.
Jalen, when we discuss the Los Angeles Rams, we always talk about the addition of Stafford and Cooper Kupp and how well he played. But really the key to this team is their defense, which I consider to be the best in the league. Maybe the Bucs, but their defense to me is the best in the league. Who are the anchors of that defense that you love so much?
How many professional athletes were named Jalen in 1994?
One. No, you weren't even a pro then.
How about that? And so I'm going to start with Ramsey, because I love the way they're using him now. Raheem Morris got him moving all over the field, blitzing against the rush. Opportunities to sack the quarterback, still being a lockdown corner and not just leaving him on one side. And when you got Aaron Donald in the middle, oh, they got pieces in one big chess game. Yeah! So we could talk about the brilliance of Sean McVay and how he's gonna make Matthew Stafford look like a great quarterback that people didn't understand that he was in Detroit because he didn't play on the big stage. But it starts and ends with their defense. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. It starts and ends with their defense. But I am excited to see Matthew Stafford and Carson Wentz both playing on new teams.
Yep.
Go against one another. Stafford looked good last week. Wentz not so good. This is not the defense you want to get healthy against. Are they going to have Hard Knocks this week? So let me get this right. Okay, good, good. Because this ain't the week you want to start that. This ain't the week you want to start that.
Jalen, very quickly, we celebrated the Cowboys' win against the Bucs last week. But Ezekiel Elliott did not play great. Can they get Zeke going against the Chargers?
I hope so. I believe so. You have to commit to it. But here's the thing about today's NFL, and that game that they played reminded me of this. Sometimes when you're going against a stout front four or a great front seven, why run the ball? Like Tom Brady is one of those quarterbacks where they were game plan specific. It's like the Pittsburgh Steelers back in the day was blitzing. They like, we're just going to throw it quick. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, we're not going to run it. And so that made the Cowboys get away from the run because it was so easy for Dak to find weapons on the outside to throw it to. But I think they'll try to find a way to be more committed to the run this week.
Well, we will get you ready for week two right after this. Saturday Night Football presented by Capital One on ABC, 7:30. Huge game to ranked teams Auburn against Penn State. Again, 7:30, Saturday night. Erica Wheeler has been catching bodies this week. Odyssey Sims was taken for a ride on that one between the legs.
Absolutely. That's handles. You got to be in the gym working on your game to hit people like that. We got to get her on the show.
Well, we got to get her on the show. Moving on from the show is one of our producers, Demetrius Jade Harris, also known as Perfect Bald Head, PBH. Big shout to Demetrius. Jalen?
Shout to South Central's finest. We appreciate all of your hard work and commitment to the program. He's been at ESPN 16 years, and in less than 2 years, he came up off Jalen and Jacoby. You know what I'm saying? Less than 2 years. But in all honesty, your Raiders are trash. The Lions are going to have a better record, and I'm going to beat you in fantasy this year. Congratulations, D.
We'll be back on Monday on ESPN2 at 4 p.m. to talk about the weekend football.